Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
Enjoyed with what God was saying to us last night.
And so we want to dive right back into it today and just get on with it, see what he has for us today. Because this is a daily living. He gives us new grace, new mercy daily. So we're supposed to do something with it. We have to go to work daily. We have to get up daily. So we should be in the Word daily, daily. Hallelujah.
Well, again, hallelujah.
I invite every one of us to just give yourself away, just generously. Be generous with your heart to the Lord today. And just open up your whole heart and say, God, here I am. Come enter in. You're invited in to come and live in my heart. Show me what you want me to see. Oh, dear Father, touch my body, my mind, my spirit, and release your Holy Spirit in and out of me that I may share it with each and every person that I see. So that is our prayer tonight. That is our prayer tonight. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for who you are and for the opportunity to gather here again. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, right now in your name. Come and do like no one else can do. Show us what you need us to see today. And I may, right now, let me decrease, and Lord, you just increase in our lives. And this is your ministry, and we welcome you to take control. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, we want to welcome Sister Barbara. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. And a little earlier time for you, so I know you're an hour ahead of me. So hopefully this works out for you a little better. And thank
Amen.
You for your patience. You never complain at any time that is on. So we just thank you so much for that. We really, really do. And we're just going to, we have our scripture tonight. It's going to be coming from Ephesians. So we're still going to be in the New Testament. Ephesians 4, and we're going to do verses 1 through 6. Again, it's Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6. And I invite everyone to go in to sign on to the your computers. If you want to just call in, you don't even have to sign into the computer. You can just call in with the number 646-652-4916. I have opened up the chat rooms. If you are online, I ask you to please go into the chat room, and we can definitely chat as we're going through the Word. Have any questions, you can definitely put them, enter them there in the chat room. And then offline, if you want to reach us, you can always leave a message here at the Blog Talk. We will get back with you. You can also call us on our line there that is, again, 646-652-4916, and we'll be more than happy to open up the mics and speak with you and answer any questions that we can for you. And then our last resource, of course, that you can always email us, where you would ask for any prayer requests, or if you had need Bibles or any kind of biblical material that would help you on your walk with the Lord, you can get that to us by emailing at walkwithmegod@aol.com. All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Again, our scripture is Ephesians 4, verse 1 through 6. And we're ready. Let's dive into the Word.
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you're called in hope, in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. And to everyone us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Whereas he said, when he ascended up high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. How far?
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Unity in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Unity in the body of Christ. when we look around today, Barbara, I know you can see it, exactly what we all see. If we turn on the news, we're lacking the unity, not just in the world, but even in the body of Christ. We're lacking the unity. But it says that we have to be the example. The body of Christ should be the example for the world. We should be the place that they can run to for safety. They can run to for questions. It said be completely humble. Be completely gentle. Be patient. We're not patient with one another. Be patient. Bearing with one another in love. In love. Making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Because there's one body, there's one Spirit, just as you was called to one hope when you were called. Because God loved us when we were still sinners. Before we started repenting of our sins, He still
Amen.
Loved us. So even Amen. Those out there in the world that have not came to the point where they're repenting for their sins, they still need us. They need our prayers. They still need us. Somebody needs to be praying for them. We need to be praying for the world. Our president of our country, whether you voted for him, whether you
Amen.
Like him, he's the leader of our country. We need to be in prayer with him. If you don't like some of the decisions that he's making, why not pray to God, please, his heart in the right direction to see what it is that you think that is the right way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Unity.
Hallelujah. Unity. We must be in unity with one. It's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all. And so he's over all things, and he's through all things, and he's in all things. And I think we need to remember that when we get so depressed and we start looking at different things and the wars and the rumors of wars, and remember that there is one God who's over all things, one God that he's through all things, and that's one God, and he's in all things. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent.
Yes.
With you, with me, he is ours. So here we go. Another word. Where did we get the word from? We got it from our basic instructions before leaving earth, right here in the Bible.
Yes.
Something that God has given us. This is God's words. This is not Evangelist Bond's word. Ephesians 4, 1 through 7. Write it down. Put it on a postcard. Stick it on your mirror or in your car. Whatever. Read it until you can receive it in your heart. Read it until you can start living it in your daily life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I promise to keep it to a point that we can just talk. I just want us to be able to learn and talk. We're talking about the heart of generosity. The heart of generosity. Generous people are. You got to be generous in so many ways. And if I ask the question of what do you think generosity is, we would probably come with a lot of different answers. And in truth, there's probably a little bit of all of those put together.
Amen.
Because we find times that people are generous in one ways, but not in others. In other ways, but not in some.
That's right.
God is generous to us in all ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to practice, if we want to be like Christ, we're supposed to be practicing to do the things that Jesus did. Because that's what his instructions was that he left for us. Hallelujah. Now, Barbara, any time that you want to jump in, feel free to jump in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Someone say that, you know, oh, it's lonely at the top. We've heard that expression. I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people work very hard to achieve success. And then some only to turn around one day and realize that after all of the success, they're all alone. They got all of these blessings, as they would call them, but now they're all alone. Why do you think that is? I think it's because sometimes people make their way to the top by not thinking of anybody else but themselves. by stepping
right.
on any and everything they can to get to the top.
Right.
And once
that's
they
right.
reach to what you think their top is, they see that they have no love. They
that's
sacrifice
right.
having a family. They never took out any time to find a spouse. They never took out any time to find Christ.
Yes.
So now that their body may be failing them, and they have no idea of what to do. Their money can't
what
pay for their healing.
Right.
Now that they, if they was involved in corruption, now they find themselves in this big courtroom, and they paid, exhausted all their money through the lawyers, and it still seems to be going in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So they lose the only thing that will get them. They lose their hope. So their heart becomes deferred. So they
right.
lose their hope.
Losing their hope.
Well, those kind of people make it to them, their success, by standing on others.
That's right.
But true success is never a solitary adventure. True success involves someone else being with you. True success involves you pulling and taking somebody with you. You enjoying
yes.
the road of getting there with someone.
That's right. That's
the
right.
I'm sharing with you tonight. The principle is that a principle I try to live by. It's a principle that I believe that will help you not only to achieve success in your own life, but to do it without alienating anyone in the process. Hallelujah. And that is the principle of being generous.
Yes.
The generosity. The
yes.
heart of generosity.
Yes.
Our first chapter
yes.
verse is going to come from St. John's 14 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said it like this. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
Yes.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father." Now, that is totally success.
Yes.
Doing greater works than Jesus did, that just tops it all. But I just want you to notice something about that verse. Notice that Christ said that we must believe in him in order to do what he did and greater.
Yes.
And I can tell you that I believe that the Leaning Tower of Pisa is actually leaning. I believe that truly is that. But see, some people say, well, I believe that you say that it is, but you're going to have to take me there. I'm from Missouri, the show me state.
Right.
Some people, you have to actually go there before they believe. They say, well, I believe that there may be a God, but I have never really saw him face to face, but that's the only way I would believe it, if I see him face to face. So they walk around in a life that they call living, and they're depressed. They're miserable because when they don't bring every care that they have to the Lord. They're not generous
right.
with their heart because they keep their lips closed instead of
yes.
praying to God. Because
yes.
they truly don't believe.
They don't they have
it. They truly don't
That's
believe.
Right. That's right.
But he
yes.
said, if we're going to do these greater things, if we're going to do the things that he did and greater,
uh-huh.
we must truly believe.
Yes, yes. Yes, walk in the word.
Just...
walk in faith. That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Isn't
Jesus
it wonderful to know that we serve a God whose promises are true? That's just so it's wonderful
uh-huh.
to know that we serve a God
yes.
whose promises are true. If he
Amen.
Promised us something, we can have the faith and walk in it and believe that it's going to happen.
All right, all right.
My experiences of life have taught me that I can depend on God.
Yes.
Many
yes.
experiences of life have taught me that I can depend on God.
Yes.
And it goes back to 1992. I was so distraught when my first fiance got killed. I will always remember. I was in the closet, just bearing down, just sit down. I cried. Because he had just got killed. And I heard a voice said, "Barbara, I'll always be with you, no matter what you go through."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was somebody in the room with me that day. And I turned around because Mama and Aunt Rena just stepped out of the room. And I thought it was somebody in the room with me that day. But he said, "No matter what you go through, I'll always be with you." And that's the reason why I can say the experiences of my life have taught me that I can depend on God.
Amen.
And it's so wonderful to know that I serve a God whose promises are true. I can trust him to be faithful in all that he has promised. God promised to provide all my needs.
Yes,
and in
yes.
this promise, he has never, ever, ever failed. Yet I've often failed him by being disobedient in his word, but he has never failed me. Sometimes we let doubt and fear enter into our conscious and created idols of our own design.
Yes.
My attention has wandered from God's will, purpose, and intention for my life. But in spite of all of this, God continues to provide for all my needs, carefully seeing to each and every concern. What I think is not going to work out, God has already worked it out. God always promises he'd always be there. He assures us that we are never, ever alone. Sometimes we may feel lonely, we may feel down, we may feel sad, we may feel out. But God assures us that we are never alone.
Amen. Amen.
It's our comfort.
Yeah.
Through our sickness, through our pain, our headache, discouragements in life, God is always with us. He's always there to give us comfort. He's always there to assure us that he's there for us. Even when we turn away from God, God is right there waiting patiently for us to turn back to the one who is able to save and deliver us. Sometimes
Amen.
We turn to idol God. Sometimes we turn to sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, teachers, supervisors. Sometimes we go to everybody but God. Then after it doesn't work out, that's when we look up towards heaven and say, Jesus, Jesus. Well, all he was just waiting for us to call on him. All he was waiting on us is just to call on him.
Amen. It's because we don't believe. We don't truly believe.
That's
we
right.
We don't truly believe. We believe in something we can see, and that may be that supervisor. That may be
that's
that
right.
neighbor. It may be something. That's how the. That's why the soothsayers, that's why the Buddhists, that's why everybody like that, the black
mm-hmm.
magic and all of those things, witchcraft can still stay in business.
That's right.
Because it's something that people can see. It's something Bob that they
readers.
Can go. Amen. 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 And so that's exactly what it is. That's what our subject is tonight, exactly. So they're not being generous. They can't open up their heart
mm-hmm.
and let God fulfill and give them the answers because
mm-hmm.
our eyes are so blind. We're looking in all other directions.
That's
can't
right.
see. And still can't see. And still can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Jesus just becomes some like a religious figure to us. It's not
That's
a
right.
real figure. It's just, it becomes a thing that maybe it's the proper, politically correct thing to do is bow our heads or say this. But he's like a religious figure. He's not the Lord and our Savior. People don't believe that he can save you.
Mm-hmm.
He can save you from the situation you're in right now.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
He can Hallelujah. Save you. And from that situation, from that
Amen.
Marriage right you think is crumbling, he can save that marriage.
Yes, he can.
Right
yes,
now,
can.
You think that you just taking yourself out, suicide is your only answer.
Mm.
He can save you. He has something
yes.
else just for you.
Yes.
But I believe.
Well, that's what the devil tell you. The devil tell you that's your only way out. That you might as well
yes.
just go ahead and take your life because there's no way other. There's no other way. Just go ahead and take your life. You'll be better off.
He tell you that. He tell you that because he sees your future.
Yes,
he knows
he
that God has something for you.
Yes,
he
yes.
knows that God has started something in you, and God's not going to stop until he finishes it.
That's right.
So he says, if I can get you from seeing what I see, then I can destroy your future.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why it's important for us to hold on. Jesus should always be a living God in us.
Yeah.
We got to be a living God. We got to be able to feel the generosity of his spirit
yes.
in us, in our situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how it is. When you feel, excuse me, when you're going through and you feel like you're all by yourself. You say you were in that closet on your knees. I'm sure you felt like you were all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? Why is this happening? is this really real? It becomes surreal to you. But Jesus came to remind you that you're never by yourself, Barbara.
That's right.
You're not
yourself,
even in the midst of this. I'm still here with you.
Amen.
He's so loud in your spirit.
Yes, he did.
And nobody else would have been able to hear it, but it was loud enough for you to think that somebody else was in that room.
That's true.
Hallelujah. Because he wanted to make sure you know.
That's right.
Beyond the shadows of the doubt, you're not alone. He wanted you to know that he's a loving God.
Yes.
And he's a generous God with his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to know that he was there to comfort you during that time. Hard time.
Yes.
It's people who've been on their jobs 20 and 30 years. Thought they was getting ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
The wife out is taking everything. Enron took everything that those people had invested. All
they
of
did everything.
Life.
Everything.
It's just like knocking everything from right from under you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be able to hold on. That's why you got to know and have a living God living inside of you before the tragedy.
That's right.
Because once you're in the midst of it, it's hard for you to see.
Yes.
It's hard for you. You can be, it's like driving in a storm. And I mean, in Georgia and Tennessee, they have rain storms. It is literally hard to drive and see.
Yes.
Driving through there with no windshield wipers on. You're in the midst of your storm.
That's right.
But that's what God has sent.
Yes.
People like Sister Barbara, like myself, that you may find yourself right now in the midst of a storm and you don't know which direction to go.
That's right.
But we're here to pray you through that storm.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to lift your arms up and be that prayer walls for you until you get to where you need to be. We're here to show you that God is a living God and he's in your life.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God wants us to share. He has shared his spirit with us. And he wants us to open up and share it with others.
That's right.
Open up and share it with others. Be a blessing to others.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's promised to bless us.
Yes. Amen.
He's promised to bless.
Yes. Amen.
And every one of his promises is a yes.
We don't have
to worry whether or not if God will bless us. For in Christ Jesus, the answer is always yes. Yes, God wants us to be whole. Yes, God wants us to have peace. Yes, God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, God wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. That's what we were talking about last night.
Amen.
If there's discouragement in your life or any question about God's will, the answer is always in Jesus' name, yes. Yes, 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 and yes again.
Amen. So if his answer is always yes, that means we should always begin to remember that we need to start opening up our lives into a blessing to others.
Yes.
Opening up our lives. How many times could we say yes, but we let fear keep us in and we say no?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what that person's going to do or what they're going to do. They're going to try to take advantage of me. But the Holy Spirit is pounding and telling you yes. We need to start opening up our lives and be blessings to others. If we're going to do the things that Jesus did, he was a blessing to us. This is essentially what Jesus did when he came to earth. Helped others.
Yes.
He showed his pure heart. He showed us the pure heart of generosity.
Yes.
He opened up himself so that we could partake, so that we
That's
could see
right.
his love. He opened up himself so we could see his goodness. We could see his grace, his mercy. We could see his unfailing faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When Mary, Martha's brother, died, Jesus was a friend of them, Mary and Martha and the brother. But when they came and told him that Lazarus had died, he didn't lose faith. He had unfailing faith. He continued to go on where he was at. And then as he made his way to them, 3 days had passed.
Yes.
But he had faith enough to know that his father was a big God. His father had already given him the authority,
yes.
the authority to move these
uh-huh.
mountains out of our way.
That's right.
So Jesus said, he said when he ascended to the heavens, he gave us that same authority to call out demons in his name.
Yes.
He said, you can use my name to cover yourself from sickness. You can use my name in the midst of your storm. He said, I leave you with this authority.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Why aren't we using that? Why aren't we using that? Because we don't
right.
believe.
We don't believe.
Jesus was generous. He told us that we could do the works that he did.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to think about that for a moment.
Yes.
That's Jesus talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he gave his spirit to you, we are supposed to pass that spirit along to all of the others. And that's why we take out time to do Blog Talk radio shows, because we want to pass on the spirit. We want
right.
to let our light shine so the heart, our heart, shows generosity to you. So you can see that living the life that we live, I try to live a faithful life. I don't want my life to be something that at work, something different at home, something different when I'm at my kids' event, something different when I'm with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I am who I am. Because all through the Bible, Jesus was who he was wherever he went.
Yes.
When he got separated from his parents, and they had traveled for over a day before they noticed he was gone, and then they had to turn around and do the same travel days back to get to him, and they searched around, and where did he find them at? They found him in the temple, listening to the leader, explaining things to them, absorbing things from them. And they asked him when they went to him, and he told him, where did you think you would find me at? I've got to be about my father's business.
Yes, yes.
The way that I try to live. What do you think you would think? What did you think I would be saying out of my mouth? I don't
yes.
know what the situation is. How do you think I was going to react to it? Because
mm-hmm.
the world is watching to see your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be like Christ. I want to be doing my father's business. Even in times of disappointment, I'm still going to be doing my father's business. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Catch
Amen.
That, sister. Catch on that.
Amen. Amen. Even in our father's business. That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is
in
a good.
He's just always there. Always
mm-hmm.
with us. Always
mm-hmm.
with us. He wants us to know that there is no place that he will not be.
That's
like
right.
you said, even in that closet.
Mm.
Where is he at? Right there with you.
He was right there.
Right there.
Amen.
And
then he told
right
me. He told me again in 2001, approximately 10 years later, in that hospital room, just me and him and my husband sleep, and they told me that he had cancer, and God said, "I told you I'd be with you, no matter what, I'll be with you." And I heard that same voice, and I looked around again. Isaiah was asleep. The doctors had walked out of the room, and I heard that same voice again. I said, wow, what a mighty God.
What a mighty God.
And that took me back to 1992. It took me back, and I said, God, you did say you would be with me no matter what. Said, I'll be with you no matter what. No matter what you go through, I'll be with you. Wow, that was powerful.
Yep. Yep.
That was powerful.
And he will use all of those things to bring about some goodness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody
Amen.
Is in a closet tonight. Somebody is crying out right now.
That's right.
They feel like nobody's hearing them.
Mm-mm.
But it's something.
Yes.
It's just a happenstance that you rolled up on this program tonight. But God wants you to know that he's there for you, too.
Yes.
And that still voice that you're hearing is him himself directing his voice and his directions right to you.
Yes.
He wants you to know now, tonight,
mm-hmm.
that he's there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he understands and he feels your pain. He wants you to know that there is a way.
That's right.
You don't have to suffer like that by yourself. He has a comforter for you.
Yes.
He wants to be your leader.
Yes, he does.
There is a
free gift.
It's a free gift of eternal life that you can have right now. That free gift is Jesus Christ himself, the Holy Son of God.
Yes.
He loves you. And I know that he's knocking right there on the door of your heart. And the devil wants to keep everything loud and confused all around you. He wants you to play your music loud. He wants you to speak at a loud tone of voice. He has you right now in an atmosphere of folk that everyone is just talking very loud. He don't want you to be able to hear that still quietness of that voice that is trying to direct you. You still hear it.
Yes.
You can keep doing wrong, but I still hear that voice calling my name. I still can hear him calling my name. I invite you to answer that voice right now tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Answer that voice.
Answer that voice.
Maybe your last opportunity. We know not when our day is going to come. Sister Barbara shared with her fiancé. He knew not when. None of us know when that time is going to come.
Nope.
But Sister Barbara shared with us on last evening. She said it something like this. She said, you can't run from it. You can't be too late for it. You can't get around it. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You can't buy your way out of it. You can't borrow your way out of it. You can't talk your way out of it. When it's your time, when it's coming, you got to move.
That's right.
When the Lord gets ready, you've got to move.
Never be late for it. When it's time, it's time.
It's time.
That's right. See, life is structured in such a way that our entrance into this world happens without consent. We come into this world without our consent.
Amen.
Likewise, the timing of our departure is fixed with our input. Indeed, the appointment with death is one we all must keep, and one for which we should never be late. We should never be late. Sometimes the doctors may look down on someone and say, oh, he's sick, he's not going to make it. But, honey, I just believe that if it ain't time, God ain't ready, it ain't the time, man can't say when it's your time.
Amen.
He can say it. He can say it all day long. But God knows when the time will.
Amen.
God knows when the right time is.
And this is just a temporal place. See, God wants to take us to the top to be with him. We're going to continue tomorrow with the joy of the heart of generosity. And we'll just do part two on tomorrow because I want you to understand that God wants you to go to the top.
Yeah.
So can I explain a little bit that where we're at now, not where you're always going to be. See, when it's our time, we're speaking about that we can't get away from it, that we all have a time we're going to have to meet.
Yes, that's right.
See, and then what? This is just the beginning. We're going to go back and we're going to be in the kingdom forever, eternity. We have a little bit over 3 minutes. But where do you want to spend your eternity at?
Yeah, with Jesus.
You don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Will you take this opportunity? I would love to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have.
Amen.
And ask you to say these words. If you believe them in your heart, you will be born again, according to Jesus' word in Romans 10:9-10. And it just says, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins.
Yes.
I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me.
Yes.
Jesus, I just want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Congratulations. According to 5:17, if you just said that prayer, you are a new creature in Christ.
Uh-huh.
old things are passed away.
Amen.
And behold, all things have become new. That means that you may have been an alcoholic, and you may still have a bottle sitting beside you today. But go ahead and proclaim that you are alcohol-free.
That's
because
right.
What you don't see right now, God already sees. He's going to work it out for you. He's going to work it out because what you've done now, you've taken that situation and handed it over to him. And he's going to cleanse you. He's going to make you a new creature in him right now.
Right now.
Right now. I would love to share with you, help you in any way possible. If you need to find a church home, we can do that. We'll pray about it. You need a Bible, we can send that out to you free of charge. You need someone just to talk to, we're here for you.
Yes.
Because God loves you.
Yeah.
And he wants you to be with him for eternity. You think that it's been hard here?
Oh.
You think that you've went through hell here? There is a real hell.
Yes, it is.
Now, mind, you can imagine the pain and the suffering that there is. But God bless you.
Yeah.
Barbara, we have this a little bit over a minute. Any closing remarks?
I would just say trust in God, keep the faith, and just always pray. Just pray, pray,
Amen.
Pray, pray. Just pray, 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 and pray for healing for our family, for all families, because the family is trying to be destroyed by the devil. But I just ask and give everybody encouragement to pray. Just continue to pray for healing. Healing.
Somebody
for healing.
Said, how do I pray? I don't know how to pray. What would you say?
Just pray unto your Father, our Father. Talk to him like he's your Father. Talk to him like he's your child. God, I'm hurting. God, I need you. Jesus,
yes.
I just need you. Just call
there
out to him. Just talk
there
to him. Talk to him like he's your best friend.
Amen.
He's no stranger. He don't have to be a stranger. You don't have to be afraid to talk to him. Just open
there
your
you
mouth.
Go.
Just
yes.
open your mouth and just allow the words to flow. Jesus,
that
help me going to work. God, protect me. God, bless everybody on the road. Talk to him. Just talk to him like he's your best friend in the world.
All
like
right, then, guys. That does it
your
for children. Tonight.
Yes. Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
God bless. God bless.